Prestigious wharf and building. The main image is a photograph taken before 1868 of the long, five-story building that stood on India Wharf for well over a century. The 1,340-foot-long building was known as the Bullfinch or the India Building. Its prominent facade faced the harbor to impress incoming vessels. The first floor had retail businesses, from sailmakers and coopers to barbers and grocers. The top floors provided warehouse space. As global sea trade opportunities expanded, a group of Boston investors proposed a new deep-water wharf along with new streets and buildings. They hired architect Charles Bullfinch to draw the plans, creating Broad and India streets. Construction of India Wharf began in 1804, and soon after, Bullfinch designed the India Building that stood here for more than 150 years. To have one's office at India Wharf was considered highly prestigious. Boston's leading shipowners had their counting houses on the second floor, while the ground floor was filled with sea trade-related retail businesses. The building also housed the consulates of Belgium, Russia, Norway, and Sweden. In the 1860s, shipping to this area of Boston Harbor began to decline, largely because there was no rail access to move goods inland. A new seawall was constructed in 1869 and fill added between the wharves, shortening Central and India wharves. A century later, the last section of the once prominent Bullfinch building was torn down. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. On the left is an 1810 plan that shows new streets, buildings, and India Wharf, as well as plans for Central Wharf to be built between India and Long Wharves. Next is a detail of the 1879 O.H. Bailey bird's eye view of Boston. It captures the time when, because of the decline in shipping activity at India Wharf and neighboring wharves, a new sea wall was constructed with Atlantic Avenue running alongside. It was the final land-making project in this part of Boston, and it significantly reduced the length of Central and India wharves. The new road severed their buildings in half. The next image is a photograph of the India Wharf Rats Club. Established in 1886 by a group of prominent Boston men, it was housed on the third floor of what remained of the India Building. Members met twice a month for dinner and poker. The photo shows a long table surrounded by captain's chairs. To the right is a heating stove. The space is packed with various nautical memorabilia. The pictures on the walls are of ships and men. Beer steins line a shelf. When the building came down in 1962, the club moved to the Custom House block on Long Wharf. On the far right is a photograph of No. 68 Broad Street. It is one of several four-story brick buildings on the street that were part of the plan that included new streets and India Wharf. The buildings were designed by Charles Bullfinch, date back to 1802, and remain in place today.